Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hello, everybody. What a wild week we have had in our world with election processes taking place, democracy happening, and people having all kinds of issues and problems with things like that along the lines. But hey, it is what it is. That's kind of the statement of 2020. And looks like Joe Biden, the president-elect, will be leading the free world here after 2020 begins. And you know what? Let's move on, people. Let's move on. Just like we have to with the sports world, Mike Wilson. Look, NFL coming in hot. College football had a wild one with Clemson and Notre Dame. A lot to talk about, my friend. How are you, buddy?
No, I'm doing good. There is a lot to talk about, whether it's politics or sports, man. And, you know, that Clemson game last night was fun to watch, and you wonder if the playoff committee is going to take into account that Lawrence wasn't there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, they did pull it out at the end of the day anyway. So heck of a game from their quarterback that played, by the way, too. So we'll get into that. Obviously, a ton of other things to dive into on the program. On the other side, I think we'll hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close for that. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting loose. Get at us, too. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports and check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And now we're going to jump out to the phones and hook up with the real John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, good morning. Different world, maybe a little bit different world here in America now, moving forward. But good morning, my friend. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, another day in paradise here in the Valley of the Sun. A little cooler. The pressure change has come, so my back is not really agreeing with me today, but that's okay. I'm not mad at it. It is what it is. Look, we've got ourselves a long winter ahead of us as far as baseball goes. So can you kind of set the tone for what we need to be looking for in the next couple few months as far as what can happen with baseball next year and moving forward?
Well, I think there's a couple of issues, and of course they're all centered around the pandemic. The first one being close to my home would be what happens to the Toronto Blue Jays. It looks increasingly that we're not going to be having cross-border issues, freedom. It looks like we're going to be having some more situations like we had in 2020. So I suspect that the Blue Jays will, at least for the first part of the season, be looking for a home in the U.S. And whether Buffalo is going to be it again is another question. Certainly from a Toronto standpoint, it was close by. It was, you know, the home of their farm team. Since there was no AAA baseball last year, the park was obviously free. It makes it easy in terms of the time zones. It makes it easier in terms of the media coverage. But the players were a little concerned that the park was not quite up to Major League standards. So you have to think that if the Blue Jays could find a place that was a better fit for them geographically and Major League stadium-wise, they would probably do that. But, of course, a lot of that depends on what the schedule looks like next year. If the schedule looks like a traditional schedule, then perhaps it doesn't matter geographically where they are placed. If the schedule goes back to being a regional schedule, i.e. East versus East, West versus West, Central versus Central, then I think they have to find something in the East, because obviously they've got to cut down their travel costs and their travel time and the travel exposure. So I think from a local standpoint, that's number one. I think number two is, for me anyway, is going to be how is the free agent market affected, and I'm going to look at that in two different ways too. The obvious one is the guys that are already free agents. What kind of contracts are they going to be able to negotiate based on a very short season, and whether those numbers are good, bad, or indifferent? I think you're going to see a lot of guys signing short-term contracts, guys signing contracts where they're, quote, betting on themselves, unquote, to have a good season in 2021 based on what they did in 2020. But I think that the most important one is going to be what do teams do with guys that are left with 1 year of control? And I'm thinking primarily of guys like Francisco Lindor here, who clearly is not going to be a member of the Cleveland Indians in 2022. So if they're looking to trade him, what are their options right now? Who wants to take on a $20 million salary for one season thinking that this guy is going to walk away? We know the Indians aren't going to pay that kind of money. He didn't have a great season last year, so are they forced to sell low? So to me, those are the interesting facts that we're going to see over the next couple of months, and I don't think any team is going to be immune from it, quite frankly.
Yeah, I totally agree, John. This is Mike. Hope everything's good up there in Toronto. Look, I got a couple of questions for you. One is, and I found this real curious, that the Red Sox went back to Alex Cora. Suspension's over from all that silliness that the Red Sox had in the previous season. And two, who are going to be those free agents that you think are going to move teams for next year?
Well, good morning, Mike. Always good to hear your voice, and I'm doing well, thanks, and hope you and your family are as well. The Cora thing, quite frankly, patting myself on the back, didn't surprise me one little bit. When the three managerial openings that came about after the end of the regular season, that being the Chicago White Sox, the Detroit Tigers, and the Boston Red Sox, I clearly thought that A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora were going to fill two of those three spots. Quite frankly, until I heard Tony La Russa's name come out of the woodwork sometime during the World Series that he would maybe interested in coming back to manage, I had Hinch pegged as going to the White Sox based on the comments that Kenny Williams had made when they parted ways with Rick Renteria. Once La Russa came back into the mix, I thought if he wanted that job, that was probably where he was going to end up. That left Hinch and Cora. I saw Hinch going to the Tigers because that was the kind of situation that he had faced in Houston, a young team that was rebuilding. He had some pedigree in terms of developing a team that way. And I just felt that Cora was always going to be the guy that went back to the Red Sox. I thought the way they got rid of Renicki at the end of the year was very poor, but to me it also indicated quite clearly what I thought they were going to do. I thought the big issue in Boston might be the fact that while everybody else supported Cora going back, and he had all kinds of friends and all kinds of support from ownership and so on and so forth, Claire Bloom was not in place for much more than a couple of months when Cora and the Red Sox parted ways in January. I wondered if Bloom might want to put his own stamp on the team, but clearly he's gone back to a manager that team knows. But he's going to have some issues because that's not the same Boston Red Sox team that he managed in 2018 and 2019. It's a much decimated team. It's a rebuilding team. It was interesting that they only gave him a two-year contract, but they did give him a two-year option, and I believe it's a club option as opposed to a Cora option. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. In terms of free agents that are likely to move, I think it's a given that Francisco Lindor moves for the reasons I pointed out a couple of minutes ago. I don't think the Indians want to pay him the money that he's paying him. I don't think the Indians have the money to pay him what he's going to be asking for. I think he's a prime candidate to go. I think Corey Seager, who's a prime free agent, my guess is he'd love to stay with the Dodgers, and who wouldn't given their situation and their talent and their bankroll. And the other one that's going to be interesting is Carlos Correa. And I kind of wonder whether the Astros want to move in a direction where they might want to move him and get some talent for him, some ready talent with some major league control, or whether they may take an attempt to sign him. I think that's going to be, I'm curious to see how that's going to happen. My guess is he probably stays put, but to me, Francisco Lindor is probably the free agent to be that's most likely to be traded. If you're asking me to put a number on it, I'd say 95%.
All right, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorfund Sports Weekend Edition. Only one more for me, John. Looking ahead to 2021, Dodgers are the favorite to win again. Obviously, Yankees behind them, Braves and Padres pretty close too. But with that being said, just real quick, your thoughts about the Dodgers moving forward. We were talking about maybe breaking this thing up if they don't get it done. Now are we talking about a dynasty moving forward?
I'm not sure I'd say it was a dynasty, but we're certainly talking about a good 2 or 3, maybe 4-year run. Everybody can breathe a little easier now, including Dave Roberts. I can see that team hanging in there. I mean, they've got some awfully good young talent that's developing well. I think the outsider team here, especially with the addition of La Russa, might be the Chicago White Sox. There's a lot of good young talent on that team.
Interesting. Well, John, you've seen what's taken place here in America over the last couple of few days. I just kind of wanted to get your take on our process that we have here in America. What do you think?
Well, in terms of the voting process, I mean, it's quite different than either of the two countries I've lived in, which are Great Britain and Canada. Their systems and their political systems are extremely similar. In fact, I guess one was probably built off the other. I find the U.S. model very, very confusing. I recognize that the winner here is the winner of electoral votes, but to me, electoral votes seem to be sort of an inanimate object. How they've assigned them to various states I find a little confusing as an outsider. I look at California, which clearly is the biggest state population-wise. It has the biggest number of electoral votes. That makes a lot of sense. But how do they come up with the number of 55? I look at other states that have significantly less population, and they have smaller numbers. That, too, sort of makes sense. But I look at some of the smaller states, and I believe it's Rhode Island, when I looked at the map, is the smallest state, and it has, I believe, 4 votes. But then there's other states that are bigger states than Rhode Island that have 3. So I find that a little confusing. It almost seems to me that each state sort of calls their own shot, and then they add up the totals at the end, and that's how you end up with a winner. And frankly, as somebody who's never lived or voted in the United States, I do find that a little unique. It's much different than any country that I've ever lived in. How democratic it is, I don't know, but... I guess the thing that sort of disturbed me the most was that we're looking at a world-class country. We're looking at a country that is renowned as being one of the most respected countries in the world. And here we are 4 days later, and we're still trying to figure out for sure who won the election. And we've got a president that's criticizing the democratic system of the country that he lives in, is proud of, and has governed for the last 4 years. I find that a little... difficult to understand as an outsider. Perhaps if I'd lived in the States for any length of time, I would understand it a whole lot better. But if you're asking me as an outsider, bluntly, I think it's quite strange. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but as an outsider, it certainly looks strange.
Really well said, John. I think confusion is a great way to post it. Just a lot of confusion on a lot of different levels. And I agree with you. How they delegate the amount of votes to states is beyond interesting. So I agree with you, man. Have a super-duper day. We appreciate your time, as you know, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
All righty, thanks much. John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us. Obviously talking Major League Baseball for the most part, but always interesting, Mike, to get different opinions and viewpoints from people, especially people that are looking on the outside, looking in at this. I think it's intriguing, interesting, and very, very good stuff that we got from John Poulter about what's going on here in America. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We'll come back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is riding deep out to right field, carrying back, gone, home run. But Kyle Seager stay hot. His 12th of the season. Seager unloads out to right field, and this game is tied. Seager's second tonight off of Matt Boyd. It's a three-run smash, and we are even at six.
Francisco Lindor drills one in deep right field. Back is Bonifacio. Goodbye. The Indians break up the shutout on the 30th home run of the season for Lindor, and it's his 79th run batted in.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Man, oh man, what a wild week it was, and you know what, it's going to continue to be wild, a little wild ride for quite a while here. I do think that, I think we're kind of up against one of those situations where we just got to continue to hope and pray for the best and try to get more knowledge and just keep pushing through the grind, everybody. Keep pushing through and just care about the people that are next to you, to be quite honest with you. Welcome back in. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. Mike, want to talk some college football. Had some great games, obviously, on Saturday. And I want to start with ASU and USC because I shoot you a message. There's like 5 minutes left in that football game. And I say to you, wow, ASU is rolling USC. And then about 5 minutes later, I'm shooting you a text message saying, Is ASU going to choke this thing away? I mean, what a crazy, crazy roller coaster ride of emotions. ASU is winning that game basically throughout. And then all of a sudden, here comes USC at the end of the football game. And Slovis, this kid from ASU, just comes back here and just gives him one more shot, like saying, dude, you guys didn't go after me, and here I am. I'm going to hurt you one more time. Like, what a wild game, bro.
Yeah, it was a wild game. And, you know, there's a saying that people from my part of the country up in the Northwest, when you're watching Washington State and they what we call coug it, they just choke it away. And to me, yesterday, that was the Sun Devils cooged it. And it was so, and I know you're a Sun Devil guy. I know that's where you graduated from. But the Sun Devils went Sun Devil yesterday. I mean, that was a game on the road. Granted, there's no fans, but that's a game that they should have had. They should have walked out of the LA Coliseum 1-0 instead of 0-1. And, you know, it's hard to explain what I was seeing when I was watching it. I mean, I was looking at Jaden Daniels. They were running the ball well. He was getting some throws. He was gaining yards on the run. You know, they didn't have Frank Darby. You know, so they had it all in front of them, and they cooged it. They absolutely just cooged it. And I don't know if this is something that they – I don't know if this is a learning experience for them, or is it going to be one of those things that just – it just messes with their head the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was tough to watch because you got some pretty solid performances from individuals, right, from ASU and guys that, you know, maybe you weren't necessarily expecting to get it from. And, you know, Jaden, he had 111 yards, 11 carries, and, you know, he was doing his thing for the most part. But at the end of the day, USC and Slovis come away with this thing. Those two late touchdowns are what got it done for USC. And, you know, we talked a little bit about Clemson-Notre Dame, where Notre Dame winds up outlasting them in overtime. You know, and you mentioned no Lawrence for Clemson. Obviously, that took a big hit for them. But I got to think that this hurts them a little bit just because, obviously, you know, Lawrence is out, but you still got to win football games. I don't care.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is, Mike. And I think that this helps Notre Dame quite a bit.
No, absolutely. It helps them a lot. And, you know, with not a lot of good teams in the ACC, I mean, you know, football-wise, I mean, technically Notre Dame's an ACC team. They have they're guaranteed six games in the ACC. So that was a league win for them. And, you know, Clemson has to figure this out because now Notre Dame is going to be, you know, look, when Notre Dame is good, everybody likes it. And when Notre Dame's good, it's good for college football. I mean, that's just my opinion on that. But Clemson, they need Trevor Lawrence back if they're going to have any shot at trying to sneak into the playoff now, because games, you're not guaranteed to play your next game because of the pandemic. So you need to win as many games as humanly possible to make sure that you're one of those final four teams. And yesterday, look, like I said, Notre Dame made the play, Clemson didn't. And now it's on to the next game for each one of these teams. But, you know, Clemson's going to have to blow out almost everybody along the way if they're going to be in the final four.
Biggest shock of the day for you, was it Michigan just continuing to have, yep, John Harbaugh not be able to beat teams in the Big Ten? Because obviously they go down to Indiana, he can't beat Michigan. I'm sorry, he can't beat Ohio State and struggles against Wisconsin as well. What's the future for John Harbaugh?
If the seat wasn't warm.
I mean Jim Harbaugh, not John. John's in Baltimore, so I'm talking about Jim. Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I think he's on the hot seat. I really do, because Michigan faithful are just not going to put up with losing to Indiana. You know, Indiana, look, they're having a good season. They're 3-0. They're ranked 13th. They'll probably obviously go up in the rankings after a win like this, but, you know, they're not a perennial power. They're not like when you look at Indiana and go, oh my God, I can't believe we're playing those guys again. That's going to be a tough game. This year it is, but still, Michigan fans, and who knows with the powers that be at Michigan, are not really going to put up with losing to the Hoosiers. And they're not going to beat Ohio State. They've already lost to their in-state rival. This is going from pretty bad to just downright just disgusting for the Michigan Wolverines.
All right, so we've had to deal with COVID a little bit, obviously, in college football, and more so there than in the NFL right now. Wisconsin, Purdue was canceled. A couple games in the Pac were canceled. Right. What is it going to take to stop this, or are we not stopping this, Mike?
Not, you mean stopping it in terms of playing? That's what I'm assuming you're getting at.
Yeah. What is it going to take?
No, I don't think it's not going to stop. And that's the thing with this. They've chosen money over kids' safety and kids' health. That's what it comes down to. And, it's just not going to stop. The only thing it's going to have it stop is possibly somebody dying. And as unfortunate that is, that's what, in my opinion, it's going to take.
Pretty crazy that's what it's going to take. All right, we've got to take a break. Speaking of taking something, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care,
so you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart.
Pack it and ship it for less at Staples.
Ends 1/2/21. While supplies last, in-store only. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always call us to talk to us about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can always check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. And on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, just kind of wanted to continue going with you on some college football stuff. Who's the best team in the country right now after Clemson goes down to Notre Dame? And do you think they would have gone down to Notre Dame with Trevor Lawrence on that football field? Is Alabama right there? Obviously, I want your thoughts and your opinions, but who's the top four in the country right now?
Oh, top four in the country. Well, since Clemson lost, I think Alabama or Ohio State's going to take probably the top spot. I would say probably Alabama, since they are ranked higher than Ohio State. But Ohio State really does have a good quality team. Notre Dame's going to move up a spot. So, and Georgia's right there. I think,
Georgia loses, though. They lost to Florida. Florida wins 44-28 over Georgia.
Yeah, so now you got to make a decision in terms of, okay, is Clemson going to fall out of the top four, or Georgia move into the top four? You know, how far does Clemson fall? I don't think they fall all that far. I personally think it's going to probably go Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Clemson in the top four. If you're Clemson, you lose to an undefeated team on their home field in double overtime. I don't think, like I said, they fall that far. So once again, I think it goes Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Clemson. I think those are the top four teams right now, in my opinion. So we'll see what happens. You know, the ranking people, the writers can be kind of fickle, but, if I was ranking them, that's what I would do.
All right, Florida definitely had the most impressive win out of those little cluster of teams that is next in line to jump into the top four. And those would be, just in case people do want to know, Florida played Georgia, so they win. Florida, that is, 44-28. Georgia was 5 in the country. Florida was 8. That's an impressive win doing it on the road. Houston loses to Cincinnati, who's the 6th team in the country, 38-10. Not shocking, not surprising. They do what they're supposed to do. Texas A&M, who's 7 in the country, manhandles South Carolina 48-3. They do what they're supposed to do. So all I'm saying is that you do have some teams that are kind of right there, trying to get into, obviously, the playoff. They're on the outside looking in for sure, though. But don't sleep on any of these teams either. To be quite honest with you, Mike, I would love to see a team like Cincinnati shake things up and get into this mix. I know it's going to be a challenge. I know it's going to be tough for them. But to me, let's give one to the little guys, right? And if they're doing something right and they're playing great football for the most part, they're undefeated, as we know. I think they're 6-0, 4-0 in the American. But again, I'm pulling for the little guy is what my point is.
Yeah. I think everybody pulls for the little guy. But let's make no mistake. Cincinnati has a quality team. And they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They were thought of pretty highly coming into this pandemic season, if I can put it that way. So, you look at their record. Am I shocked? No. Is the name recognition a little shocking? Probably, because let's face it, Cincinnati's not one of those programs that's in the top 6 or top 10, perennially. So, they have that Cinderella shoe. We just got to see if the shoe fits.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right. So, I just kind of want to transition with you into, some NFL stuff. As we know, week nine, of the NFL is here. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Insane, to be quite insane with you. And some teams haven't played as many games as other teams when you think about things right now, because obviously they've been hit with some COVID stuff, you know. So, you know, Buffalo has played 8 games. Miami has played 7 games. New England's played 7 games. The Jets have played 8. Steelers have played 7. Baltimore's played 7. So you're either playing 7 or 8 games at this point, in general, if you go down the whole way through the right. NFL. But with that being said, we got some new faces coming on the football field this week, and most notably, Antonio Brown will be catching passes with Tom Brady, bro. How does that sound?
Well, you know, look, if Tampa Bay really thought they needed another weapon, you know, they got one in Antonio Brown, and you and I talked about it on the local show the other day, that, you know, we feel, look, AB is going to take a lot of pressure off of, you know, off of Evans and Goldwyn when Goldwyn comes back from injury.
Godwin, that's okay.
Godwin. Sorry, my mistake there. But, I mean, it's going to take some pressure off of the other two receivers and maybe open it up where they're catching more balls, getting more yards. Because, let's face it, I mean, you can say, and you and I have gone this way 1,000 times over with Antonio Brown. He's immature. He's a locker room cancer in the past. He's shown that. He's proved that. But at the same time, you put him on the field, you got one of the most dynamic receivers that we've seen in the modern game in a long time, and he can change things, and he can change things in a quick hurry. So we will see how all this plays out, but it doesn't hurt having AB on the field for Tampa Bay.
No, it can't hurt at all. Again, just another weapon for Tom to play with out there. And I do think that offense is starting to figure things out. The defense has picked it up the last couple of weeks as well. We know that Tampa Tom is going to be in the mix when it counts. I don't, if anybody thought differently, they're insane. I mean, the moment that happened, I said, look, I can absolutely see Tampa Bay representing themselves in their own stadium when it comes time for the Super Bowl to take place. It just, sometimes the stars align for things like that to happen, and this could be one of those cases. But with that being said, obviously they have a tough one against their rival in their division with the Saints. Now you have Drew Brees and obviously Tom Brady. This should be one hell of a game, to be honest with you, Mike. It should be one of those games where it comes down to maybe the last possession, maybe a field goal, maybe a special teams play. I really think that this is going to be a fantastic football game between two of the front runners in the NFC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is going to be a fantastic game. I mean, you got, you know, New Orleans has already beat them. So, you know, deciding the division between the two of them can come down to this game as well. You know, Tampa Bay would love to get a split with the Saints. So there's a lot on the line for future, you know, playoff positioning, home field advantage, all that kind of stuff if these two were to meet in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, you're hit the nail on the head. This is going to be a fantastic game, or should be a fantastic game.
Speaking of playoffs, we know that the Steelers are definitely on their way in that direction. The only remaining team to be undefeated in the National Football League. They don't have a tough one today. It's almost like a bye week. They've got the Cowboys. So I expect good things from them, obviously, today. But with that being said, how impressed have you been with the Steelers with the way that they've just come to play each and every week? I mean, say what you want. We've questioned Tomlin, not you and I necessarily, but the media has questioned Mike Tomlin over the years. People have questioned Big Ben and his desire. Looks like the guy wants to be out there, is playing fantastic. The Steelers are playing fantastic. How long will this last?
It's going to last for a while. Look, I mean, you know, we all saw what Pittsburgh was without Big Ben last year. I mean, it was pretty up and down, to say the least. And to me, that was Tomlin's best coaching job, just getting them to 8-8 last year. But when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback that's playing at the level that they are, it makes a world of difference. And in that kind of black and blue division of the AFC North, you know, having that kind of defense as well, and TJ Watt and all those guys on defense playing the way they are, I mean, you got a recipe for success, and that's what they're having right now. 7-0, they're 3-0 on the road, they're 4-0 at home. They got a, you know, point differential of, you know, 69-70 points, and they're just playing really good football. They're getting more confident as the weeks go on, and it's certainly showing. And look, the play of their rookie, you know, Claypool, has been a pleasant surprise. I was a little curious in terms of how he was going to fit in. But look, if there's one thing that Pittsburgh does is develop wide receivers. You know, I mean, when you think of Pittsburgh, you think of, you know, Jerome Bettis and, you know, Rocky Blyer and the running game and ground and pound. Nope, not anymore. I mean, Pittsburgh's an aerosol team, you know, at the core of them right now. And they got receivers that can score all over the field. They can get away. They're quick, you know. So it's something in Pittsburgh. If you're a Steelers fan like my son is, you know, you're enjoying the times right now. It's a good feeling.
Don't forget about Hines Ward, man. He was a hell of a player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, too. All right, so let me ask you this real quickly. I don't know if you noticed this, but obviously wide receivers are at a premium in this league. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he had Devontae Adams, but nobody else the other night. We've talked a lot about Lamar Jackson and his progression, and we're a little bit disappointed at it at this moment in time. But I don't know if you saw this news, and I don't know how big this news is in general, but it is a wide receiver, Dez Bryant, active for the game for the Ravens against the Colts. I know that they just picked him up a couple few weeks ago where they put him on the practice squad, and he's been getting some reps. Does Dez Bryant have an impact for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens today and moving forward?
It's a good question. I mean, I've thought about that, and you know, he's been away from the game for a little while now, and you just wonder, how is he going to be able to take these hits? Is you know, is he injury prone? What's going to happen with him, and how the Ravens going to integrate him into the system? But look, you and I both know that with Lamar Jackson, all the defense has to do is get some pressure on him, and his feet get so happy in the pocket that he can't make throws. And that's the thing. If you're going to beat Baltimore, make sure you're making Lamar beat you through the air. You know, you don't want him running around, because, I mean, we all know what happens when Lamar gets out in the open. But if he has to throw the ball, if he has to make a throw when they need him to, like on a 3rd and 8, a 3rd and 10, something to keep the chains moving, something to keep the drive moving along. He's not there yet with it. And so, you know, getting Dez Bryant the ball could be a tricky proposition for the Ravens, because they don't know exactly if Lamar's going to be on with his throws or not.
I hear you there, and it seems like Pete Carroll got a multi-year deal, and rightfully so. The Seahawks just keep on racking up victories. I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
They're going to throw from Michael Thomas. Coming this. It's going to be a touchdown. Michael Thomas doing it all, and New Orleans takes the lead.
And as the bats realign, they have Brown and Gordon to the left. Three receivers right, including White flexed out. They spread it against the Dolphins with an empty set from the gun. Ball on the near hash to left hash. Brady takes the snap and retreats. He looks left. He fires the back short. Down! Touchdown, Patriots! Inside the near left pylon.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, we've gone through a real hour of sports talk radio, brother. Anything on your mind before we jump into hour number two?
No, nothing. Well, I mean, it makes me sound pretty lame, but no, I got nothing on my mind now. Let's just talk NFL. Let's see who's going to win today. And, you know, once again, it's Tua time out here in Phoenix today, so I'm interested to see how that all goes.
So you do have something on your mind. You sold yourself a little short there, pal.
Well, you know, it's nothing pressing. I mean, it's, look, we're only talking sports. We're not talking like rocket science or anything. So, you know.
No, but you know, you brought up something interesting because Kyler Murray, Tua, obviously both very young guys. Tua just getting put into the lineup, obviously, after the bye week. And now it seems like they're ready to transition to Tua time. And quite frankly, I feel bad for Ryan Fitzpatrick on that note, man.
Yeah, I do too. He was playing fairly well. Like I'm all good with Fitzmagic, but you know, there was gonna be a point where they were just gonna make the switch, and they made the switch and off we go.
All right, hour number one sounds to me like it's just about in the books, and that means hour number two is on the horizon. I did just get confirmation from Brett Boone. So, yeah, we'll be talking to Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, about some of the things that we can expect to see for Major League Baseball coming around here, obviously very hot in the offseason. So keep it close, everybody. Hour number one's in the books. It's hour number two time here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Saturday was the fourth straight day of record-high coronavirus infections in the United States. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were more than 128,000 infections on Saturday, the fourth day in a row that topped 100,000. Nearly 11,000 people also died. Lots of people also took to the streets on Saturday as Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared himself the victor of the 2020 election, many of them not wearing masks or social distancing. The president of Mexico says he's holding off on congratulating Joe Biden. The president saying he'll wait until all the legal entanglements are resolved and then he'll congratulate the winner. That is also the policy of USA Radio News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said he will be calling on the Department of Justice and the Postmaster General to investigate a U.S. Postal Service whistleblower's claim about an alleged plot to backdate mail ballots in Pennsylvania. A rally supporting President Trump was held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Saturday, with these voters believing
Trump had a following like the Beatles, and Biden had eight people in a room.
You look at his rallies in Butler County, we had 57,000 people there. The energy is there.
I want a fair election, and I don't think any votes should have been counted after 8 o'clock on Election Day.
Tropical Storm Eta made landfall in Cuba today. The storm is also expected to gain some strength once it is back over open warm water on its way to the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of South and Southwest Florida. Heavy rainfall is predicted in the next few days for most of Florida all the way to the Bahamas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many of us are dealing with anxiety over the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. According to a recent survey from the American Psychological Association, 68% of adults say the election has been a significant source of stress in their lives. As far as how to deal with that stress and anxiety, Dr. Sue Varma tells CBS This Morning.
Look, you know, when it comes to anxiety, we talk about the productive aspect of it, which is what helps you make an action plan. So are there things in your life that need taken care of? So, look, you know, looking for the job, taking care of your health. But then there's the unproductive anxiety, which is where our wheels are spinning. And that's where the, you know, sort of tips can come in, where are you able to distract yourself and self-soothe? Those are kind of distractions, self-soothing, grounding, and And one thing that I'm finding extremely beneficial that we don't talk about enough is the role of nature in mental health. And, you know, in many parts of the world, this is now becoming a prescription. We find that nature can be extremely grounding. It can lower your heart rate. It can lower your blood pressure. And you know what's really interesting is that in the prior election in 2016, in just a couple of days after the election, there were more hospitalizations for cardiac-related symptoms, palpitations, people feeling dizzy, thinking that they were having a heart attack. So getting out in nature can really be good for not only your cardiac health, but also your mental health.
More news always online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. He would be Mike Wilson. A ton of things to dive into in the sports world, whether it's college football, whether it's NFL football, whether it's the offseason for Major League Baseball and the NBA. We got you covered. No worries about a thing here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. And I'm sitting here watching, you know, people talk about Pittsburgh and the Cowboy game like it's a trap game. I don't know if it's a trap game or not, but, you know, this is a game that Pittsburgh should win going away. But you still got to lace them up and play, brother.
I don't think Ezekiel Elliott wants to play. Something about his hamstring bothering him, and I think it's just really a mess there in Dallas. I think they're going with their fourth stringer, to be honest with you, this week.
Yep.
So it's just going to be a tough slate at things when you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and the rest of the season. And, you know, obviously that brings you to question what happens to Mike McCarthy and how long do they stick around with all this stuff going on. I just don't know. Look, I know I hear the music. We're going to have to take another break. We'll do that. We'll come back on the other side with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. We'll get the skinny from him on things that are happening, obviously, in the off season. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Lindor socks one deep left field. There it is, number 37 for Lindor, and the Indians will play from in front. It's another leadoff home run for Francisco Lindor. It's the ninth of the season for Frankie.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. We are now going to jump out to the phones, hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And we have the privilege to talk to this guy just about every single week. Brett, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Morning, guys. What's up?
Another day, man. We're moving on. Obviously, the Major League Baseball season has come to an abrupt halt, but you're still killing it with your podcast, man. I just get blown away each and every week. You know, Jeff Bagwell. You just keep coming up with the names, don't you? You had Trevor Hoffman a couple weeks ago. You're killing it, Brett. You're killing it, man.
We're having fun with it. We're having fun. We're going to have Adrian Beltre and Chipper this week. So, yeah, we'll keep it going, see where it ends up.
I love what you're doing, man. It's good stuff. You get a little deeper with people, and I think that that's kind of what we like to do here too. Is, you know, we like to get to know people, and I think that you're doing a good job of getting to know people, and you're pushing the right buttons, if you ask me, man. So I'm checking you out. I know Mike is checking you out. We're sharing things for you like crazy. So if you haven't checked out the Boone podcast, please check it out. Brett does a fantastic job with that. All right, Brett, let's get down to business with maybe what we could be looking forward to with Major League Baseball in this off season. So what are some of the big topics that are going to be discussed, and how are we going to move forward on things? Do we have Brett? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm here.
Mike, there's Brett. Okay. Did you hear my question?
The question, no, you started out, you were talking about the podcast. And then,
all right, so here's what we're going to do.
I
got a message from Scott. We're going to call you right back. So for some reason, we have a little bit of an issue with your line. So we'll get Brett right back up on the line here in a moment. Mike, some of the pressing issues.
Are you there? I'm here. Yeah.
All right. So what I asked you was what some of the pressing issues will be in the off season for the Major League Baseball moving forward for next season?
Well, you know, I think the first thing is I think there's a lot of question marks going on right now with the minor leagues. And you know, that doesn't really address your major league questions. But I think as far as the rules they implemented this year, I think most of those are going to be nil and void. But I think as far as going forward, I think big questions have to do with the minor league systems. Are they going to eliminate, you know, they were talking about eliminating 20 to 30 teams, which from a business model, I don't know. If I'm thinking, you know, if I'm giving honest feedback on both ends, it's like you hate to see minor league players, you know, less in the field. At the same time, if I were to go into a minor league organization and let's say there's 150 players, I could probably eliminate 100 players right now and say this guy has little to zero chance of being a big league player. So it eliminates too many guys out there. So, and I can really see it from a business standpoint is, you know, let's not have overkill with minor league players. So that's going to be a big issue, going in. As far as the regular season, I think it's all how this corona plays out. I think as of now, they canceled the winter meetings. You know, that's a pretty major step, canceling the winter meetings. I think they're going to be virtual. But I think if we go into next season and we're getting past this corona, I think you're going to see business as usual. I think you're going to see a free agent market. The free agent market's going to be very interesting because of all the unknowns. Because I know as a player, when you go through a season, the owners are going to be crying poor as, hey, we lost a lot of money last year. So to me, that's going to be really interesting how the free agents work out. I think you're going to see the big guys, the Bauer coming off of Cy Young type season. I think you're going to see those guys get their contracts. But the everyday player that's a free agent this year, it's going to be really interesting how that shakes out, who gets contract offers, who gets, you know, what we've been calling fair market value offers. I think that's going to be really interesting, and I don't think anybody really can know until we get into that off-season frenzy.
You know, Brett, great to talk to you again. And once again, yeah, you're hitting it out of the park with the podcast. But you brought up Trevor Bauer, and he's a unique, different kind of cat. And I'm with you. He's going to get his contract, but where is he getting? From who is he going to get his contract? Is he going to re-sign in Cincy, or is he going somewhere else?
I would be shocked if he went back to Cincinnati. I think he enjoyed his time there. I don't know Trevor, but from right. the feedback I'm getting, his players really enjoyed it. He is definitely a different guy. He's a character. He's actually very smart. He's obviously outspoken social media-wise. But that doesn't take away from what he did on the field this year. I've been watching Trevor Bauer for years, and I've always thought he was a good pitcher. But he was a good number two, number three.
I think this year he kind of upped his game and put himself on a different level. And now you're kind of talking about him like one of those marquee number one guys with the performance he put up this year. So I think he's going to be, you know, really coveted as far as other teams. I think the teams with the money, you know, the Dodgers type situation, I see the Yankees making a play for him. Now, and let me tell you, that is with no insider information. I haven't talked to my brother about it. But I would be shocked if they didn't make a play. I think the Mets, with Stephen Cohen coming in, the new owner of the Mets, I'd be shocked if they didn't make a play for him. And I think even my team out here in San Diego, the Padres, with how much they've improved their roster and the turnaround they've made as an organization this year, it wouldn't shock me that if the Padres went in and made a play for Trevor Bauer. So I think he's going to have plenty of suitors out there. And sometimes at this point in your career as a major league player, a lot of variables come into the decision-making process. Obviously, I don't really condemn guys at any point for getting as much money as you can. You know, we have a short window as Major League Baseball players to earn a living. And if it's first and foremost, I think you're going to have to see a lucrative contract for him. But once you get to a certain amount, it's like, where do you want to raise your family? Where do you want to live? Where do you want to be for the next 5, 8, 10 years? And I think that comes into play. So, it's up to each individual. I've seen guys that just take the highest number. I've seen guys that take a discount to play where they want to play. So it's going to come down to him, his family, his where he wants to be. But I think there's going to be a lot of suitors out there for a Trevor Bauer. And, it'll be interesting to see where he lands.
That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, and a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner. All right, so you mentioned the Padres, you mentioned the Dodgers, you mentioned the Yankees. Those guys are all going to be right back in the mix to win the World Series next year. Quick question for you on that note. The Dodgers, they finally got it done. Is this something that we can maybe see them do for the next couple few years, get to the World Series and win it? Or is this somebody else's for the taking? And with that being said, could we be looking at like a little bit of a Dodger dynasty maybe moving forward for the next couple of years where they could win 2 out of the next 3 or 3 out of the next 4? What say you, Brett Boone?
Well, they've definitely been the class of the National League for the last 4 or 5 years, no doubt about that. I think the Padres are making a serious push with what they did this year. You know, I hate to get back on the Padres, but what I saw this year is I was over the top impressed, and we've talked about it on previous segments, that this Tatis Jr. kid came in. He has completely changed the dynamic of that organization from the top down, he's the rock star in the clubhouse. He's the guy that kind of leads, and he doesn't lead not from a verbal standpoint, but just the dynamic player that he is. I think the guys around him, superstars around him, like a Machado, has upped their game because of a Tatis Jr. You saw Hosmer come back, have a great year. Will Myers, they've been waiting for this kid to come up. He had an all-star caliber year this year. I think with the addition of Clevinger, he fits in really nice in the number two spot. Lamet, can he be that ace? And Davies, sits in the third spot, and he's a real pitcher. So I think they're really set up. That bullpen did a great job. We saw on clinch day, they threw 9 guys out of that bullpen in 9 innings and pitched a shutout to get to the next round of the playoffs. So that bullpen's pretty good. It's going to be interesting who stays in the bullpen at the end. But I think they're one big pitcher away from at least equaling the Dodgers, if not maybe taking over that National League West next year, which the Dodgers have held on to pretty good for the last 4 or 5 years. Dodgers are still a great team. Kershaw's not getting any younger. Buehler at the top of their rotation, I think, is as good as anyone in baseball. He needs to be talked about in that elite top 5 pitchers in the game type. But I really like Urias, and I think everybody was impressed. I've always been a fan of Urias. I think he showed how great he can be and how fearless he could be and on the big stage. I think he showed that. But the Padres are right there, and I think they're one big pitcher away from, like I said, at least equaling the Dodgers, if not overtaking them.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out, man. That's why they play the games, right? Each and every day they go out there and they lace them up, and you find out what happens. And do you think baseball's in a good place, just real quickly? Is it in a good place moving forward, yes or no?
I think so, but I think they can do a lot more. I think they can do a lot more. I think sports have suffered this year with everything going on, and I don't know. I don't even know what to say about everything that's gone on in sports, but I think sports in general, a lot of people have been turned off by a lot of different things. So I think baseball isn't in as good a shape as any of the other big sports, but they can always do better. They can always market better. When it comes down to it, give the fans what they want.
Totally agree. Brett, we'll catch up with you next week, my friend. Have a wonderful week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, hanging out with us, man. 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, and a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And we're lucky enough to talk to him here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody.
3-1 delivery to him, and he rocks one way back in left field. They turn to watch. And goodbye, home run off the facade of the second deck. Machado with a swing and a drive to left field. Benintendi setting up at the wall, and that one's gone.
Fernando Tatis, well, for the first time in the major leagues, Fernando Tatis Jr. is coming to the plate for his first major league at bat. On the ground and in the left field, a base hit. First major league hit for Fernando Tatis Jr. in his first AB. They'll get the baseball for that young man. There it is.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
All without a huddle, under 5 minutes to go now. As Inspires caught it into the end zone for a touchdown. Aldrick Robinson.
Rams take a knee. The bench is empty. The clock will tick down. Fans on their feet. White towels hoisted above their heads and twirled. Fireworks going up over the white stoned columns and facade to our right, signifying the many Olympics here and to come in Los Angeles.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. I guess we're going to go all the way through the NFL. As we know, it is NFL Sunday, man. Week 9 of the NFL here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A ton of things to dive into and dissect, Mike, when we talk about the NFL and all of the different things that are happening, moving parts with Antonio Brown coming back into the league now with Tom Brady once again. I do think that winds up working out because of the relationship that he has with all of the important people like Bruce Arians, like some of the other coaches that he's been involved with throughout his career. So I actually do think that winds up pretty well. And I hope it does. I really do, because you just want to see people that can go out there and play like Antonio can and see what he can do on Sundays, because it's remarkable. So hopefully he can keep his act together, and hopefully he can go out there and be a good teammate to the rest of the guys. I look at the Titans. I think they need a victory, man. I think that they need to come back and figure out their winning ways. They got the Bears coming to them. I don't think it's necessarily going to be easy, but I do like their chances. I think the Bills and the Seahawks, that's a great matchup between two really good teams. The Buffalo's up and coming. Seahawks, obviously, Russell Wilson, he's been around forever doing what he does. There's a lot of storylines once again, week 9 in the NFL, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. The NFL, let's face it, Andy, I mean, you know this, I know this. The NFL is really never lacking for storylines, and this week and this season really in general hasn't lacked for storylines. So, you know, today, you know, you mentioned Tennessee. I think the Chicago-Tennessee game is going to be a fun game to watch. You got two teams that need a win. You know, they need to start building some momentum. Chicago's smoke and mirrors still. You know, are they teetering on the edge of something disastrous? Is Tennessee the same way? Can Tannehill get back to what he was doing? You got the storyline with Pittsburgh and Dallas. You got Tua time here in Arizona. You got, like you said, Tampa Bay and New Orleans, you know, tonight on NBC. So, it's going to be, once again, it's going to be another fun day to watch football in the NFL.
All right, let's just kind of play with things here. Okay, let's say that Tua comes into Arizona and he outplays Kyler Murray. What would be your takeaway from that? And obviously, I'm going to throw you the other scenario. Let's say that Kyler comes out and lights it up and obviously looks like the complete quarterback and outshines Tua. What would you say at that point? I mean, I'm expecting that. That's what I'm expecting. So if Tua comes out and lights it up, I mean, hey, more power to the kid, right?
Right, right. And let me start with if Kyler comes out and lights it up. Look, that's what I'm expecting too. I'm not expecting Kyler to come out and just lay an egg. I mean, he has some experience now behind him. He has a full season. He has a half a season, you know, a season and a half behind him. He's dealt with a lot of ups. He's dealt with a lot of downs for a young quarterback. And then if Tua comes out and lights it up, I'll be happy, because that'll mean maybe my team probably, you know, pulls out a victory or something like that. But if he looks good, okay. But it's still his second game. So I'm not going to lose it and be like, oh, Tua's arrived and Tua's the new, you know, he's the new quarterback and he's going to be rookie of the year and all that kind of garbage. But if Tua comes out and plays well, I'll be happy, bottom line.
All right, so just kind of moving on with some other individuals. Let's talk a little bit about Daniel Jones. You talked about it on the local show a little bit.
Yeah.
This guy is struggling. This guy doesn't look like an NFL quarterback at this moment in time. And, you know, you're playing this team from Washington. I suppose that gives you an opportunity to maybe feel good about yourself. But realistically, where are the Giants? Where is their mindset, at least in your opinion? Are they thinking about maybe moving on from Daniel Jones at this moment in time? Or do you think that they're going to just kind of let the season play out and then, you know, deal with the ramifications when they're like 2-14 or whatever at the end of the year?
Yes. to all those questions. I mean, look, is the question in the building, is Jones their quarterback moving forward? Yes. That question's probably being asked. If it's not, well, then it should be. And it's one of those things where, you know, they might be hearing with the second pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the New York Giants select, you know, whoever it may be, and they could be in the market for a quarterback, again. And, you know, we don't give quarterbacks a whole lot of time anymore to develop, to kind of find their groove. But I'm telling you, Dorf, after what we saw in that last game with the Giants and his interceptions, I'm like, just throw the ball away. Just don't take a sack, throw the ball away. And he's trying to make a play, and I understand that mentality. But, man, those interceptions he had, Andy, were just horrific. You can't have that out of a starting NFL quarterback. You just can't. And they were – the throws were so bad, behind the player, falling down, like it was just bad. And I do think, like I said a few seconds ago, that the questions are in the building in New York in terms of, do we stay with this guy or do we look down the road?
All right, I'm excited to obviously break down the games a little bit more so with you, and obviously give our insight as to what we think could happen in the games today that'll be happening week 9 of the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we're breaking it down, man. We're going to tell you who's going to win, the Broncos and the Falcons, the Seahawks and the Bills, and everybody else. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages ship with care,
so you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in store or get same day delivery through Instacart.
Pack it and ship it for less at Staples.
Ends 1/2/21. While supplies last, in store only. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby. Andrew Luck going for a home run deep downfield, looking for T.Y. Hilton. Hilton makes the catch. He's at the 10, 5, stumbles in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton! 68-yard bomb from Andrew Luck to T.Y. And the Colts lead it 16-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you, Patriots out!
Yeah, baby. Welcome back in. So those were great highlights, to be honest with you, because when you think about what Tom Brady did with the New England Patriots and the run that he had, Mike, absolutely unbelievable. Now he's got a chance, Tampa Tom, to get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl in his own backyard there in Tampa Bay. And then the clip of Andrew Luck tossing the ball to T.Y. Hilton. Well, now he's getting that ball tossed to him by Phillip Rivers. So just a lot of irony in those last two clips that Scott gave us. And welcome back in, everybody. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We're going to break these games down, give you our analysis as to what we think might happen in each and every game today. And I've been getting kind of beat up lately, Mike, but that's because I'm taking swings, brother. I'm not going with the obvious, if you will, as far as who's going to win the game. Sometimes in these tight ones, I'm taking the underdog, and it looks good for like three quarters of the game, and then bam, right at the end of the game, the team that's supposed to win comes up with the goods, and they wind up making the Dorf man look a little bit foolish. But I'm okay with that, because on any given Sunday, anything can happen, buddy.
That is very true, and you know, since I know you so well, it wouldn't be the first time you look kind of foolish. So, you know, I'm just going to say that right off the bat. But it's all good, bro. Look, we got a slew of games tonight. You want to get into these slew of games and see who wins, see who loses?
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll take more time on some than others. Broncos and Falcons will be going at it in one of the early games there in Atlanta, Georgia. Look, the Falcons aren't very good. The Broncos really aren't that good. But with that being said, the Broncos did have some fun last week against the Chargers, getting that game in the last few seconds. I kind of think that momentum continues to roll for them a little bit. And I know that Atlanta is like a 4-point favorite, but I just don't trust Atlanta that much. And I'm going to take the Broncos, but I could see the Atlanta team winning this because both these teams are that bad. But once again, I'm going to take the Broncos winning a tough one on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dirty Birds. I think both these teams are, you know, even though Denver won last week in a fun way, I mean, that was a fun game to watch against the Chargers, but I think this week, I think Atlanta gets them.
Seahawks and Bills going at it. We've talked a little bit about this. A great matchup, obviously, of Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, an up-and-comer. Russell's been doing it for years, never been an MVP, but I think that may all come to an end this season. Although, with that being said, I think the Seahawks are going to struggle with the Bills, and I like the Bills to get it done at Bills Stadium there in Orchard Park, New York. And I think that they get one on the Seahawks today, and they surprise and shock some people. I got the Bills winning at home.
I think this is going to be a very entertaining game. I got the Seahawks. I'm going to go with Russ. I trust him more than I trust Josh Allen right now. But Buffalo is going to be desperate to kind of regain their mo. So I think in the end, I think the Seahawks are going to come out on top. But this is going to be an entertaining game.
Absolutely. Bears and Titans. I like the Titans to right the ship today, okay? And I think we're going to agree on this one finally, which is okay that we're disagreeing because you took the easy way and I'm taking the hard way. But now we're both going to take the Titans. I'm pretty sure of that. When you got Derrick Henry, you feed that guy the ball. This is a good time for the Titans to get a little bit healthier, feel a little bit better about themselves because the Bears' offense has definitely been shaky. The defense is really good. I think this is kind of an ugly game, to be honest with you, but I like the Titans in an ugly one here.
Yeah, I like the Titans as well. I'm not a big Tannehill guy at all. But look, when you got that beast at running back, you can just turn around and hand it to. It makes things a little more easy, but I think Tennessee comes out with the win today.
Ravens and Colts, man, this is one of the better games that we have really not talked that much about. Phillip Rivers, Lamar Jackson, we know what they can do on the football field. One of them is going to kill you with his feet. One of them could kill you with his arm, or he could throw it to the other team a few times. And obviously, I'm talking right about both of those guys, to be honest with you. Lamar has a tendency to find the other team, and so does Phillip. Something's got to give. This is an even game. I this is another fantastic football game. I think the Colts will pull this out because I think their defense is a little bit better than the Ravens, and I do think that Phillip Rivers will make one better decision than Lamar Jackson does.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it's an even game, so this is a hard one to pick. I can't remember what I picked on the local show, so I'm gonna go with Baltimore. I'm going to go with Baltimore just because I know what that team can do, and we'll see what happens.
Panthers and Chiefs, I think this is pretty lopsided. I like the Chiefs, and I'm sure that you do as well. The Panthers kind of let us down a week or two ago when they lost a game that I really feel like they needed to get, and I think it was against the Chicago Bears, if I'm not mistaken. And ever since then, it's been a little bit difficult for them, and it doesn't get any easier when you got to play the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs all day, and I'll take them twice today on Sunday.
No, there you go. Yeah, I'm going to take them twice as well. Kansas City all over Carolina today.
All right, Lions and Vikings going at it. I think that the Vikings obviously had much higher hopes for the season. But with that being said, if there is a team that could get themselves out of a mess, I do think it is the Minnesota Vikings. They got to continue their winning ways. Hopefully they can – and again, I don't really want them to, but for Viking fans, hopefully they can continue what they built upon against the Green Bay Packers from a week ago where they beat them, and they do the same thing to the Detroit Lions. I'm going to take the Vikings to win this one at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings as well. I just think they got better talent. And I know that kind of tasted like vinegar coming out of your mouth when you had to say, you know, what Minnesota did against your pack. But, you know, they got a good team. They're just not showing it on the field this year, but Minnesota wins this game.
Dalvin Cook just scored again, by the way, Mike. Giants playing that team from Washington. I think he got a fifth touchdown. They didn't count it for some reason. I'm just joking, obviously. But obviously ran all over the Green Bay Packers. Washington team against this Giants team. I'm going to take this team from Washington. I know they have no name, but I don't care. I'm taking them over Daniel Jones and the Giants. And Tate not happy with things that are going on in the offense, not enough targets to him. There's problems with the New York Football Giants, man. I'm taking the team that has things also going bad for them, but maybe a little bit less so in this team from Washington.
Yeah, I'm taking the no-names. I'm taking the no-names, and New York's just a cesspool right now.
Titans playing the Jaguars. I mean, it doesn't get much better when we're talking about the Titans. Or, I'm sorry, the Texans. This is a team that has struggled all year long. Losing D-Hop for D-Watt obviously has been crucial, critical, whatever you want to call it, detrimental. And then J.J. Watt voicing his displeasure. The Texans are a disaster. I know I think I took them during the week, so I can't not take them again. I'm going to take that disaster over the Jaguars that are also a disaster.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take the other disaster. I'm going to take the Jags today. You know, look, and I'm backing up my Oregon State guys. Look, Jake Luton gets his first start. He was a sixth-round pick out of Oregon State. He gets a shot at it today. So good luck, Jake, and I'm going to take the Jags.
Raiders and Chargers. This is another really fun game that we're talking about here in Week 9 of the NFL. Raiders keep getting a game over 500. They keep popping back down to 500. The Chargers have this Justin Herbert kid who has definitely looked the part so far. Something's got to give, and I think it's the Chargers. I'm taking the Raiders to get a victory on the road in Inglewood, California.
Yeah, I believe I picked the Raiders on the local show, so I'm going to go with the Raiders. Derek Carr has looked very good this year. I think maybe him and Chucky, you know, have kind of worked out their differences, and it's kind of showing.
I know it's tuna, but
Steelers and Cowboys, they're also going at it today. I don't think there's much to talk about here. I think the Steelers just destroy this team, and it just keeps getting bad for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I talked about a cesspool in New York. There's a cesspool in Dallas as well, and hopefully Pittsburgh just comes right out the gate, steps on their throat, and just ends it quick.
All right, in our backyard, your Finns, the Dolphins, coming in to play the Cardinals. Arizona, about a touchdown favorite in this one, and I think rightfully so, it's deserved. Kyler Murray has done nothing but progress. Cliff Kingsbury has gotten better with play calling. The defense has looked better over the past couple weeks, and I think they know what to expect coming in from Tua, even though he's lefty, it's going to come at you a little different. But with Kyler, they've been able to kind of understand a guy that does the RPO. So I'm going to take the Cardinals, although I'll tell you what, it could be a very, very close, tight football game, but I'm going to take the Cardinals to get it done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals over my Finns. I just think Arizona has better talent at this point in time, and I think Kyler's better than Tua at this time. So Cardinals win a close one.
Saints and Buccaneers, it's a matchup of Drew and Tom, and I'll tell you what, I like the way that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been playing over the last couple few weeks. They've gotten their mojo. The offensive's starting to look better. The defense, like I said, starting to click a little bit more. And other weapons for Tampa Tom to play with now that he has AB. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers flexing their muscles today against the Saints.
Yeah, so do I. I got Tampa winning this game and evening up the season series and making that division even more interesting.
And the Monday nighter, the only thing that needs to be discussed about this is that the Patriots are playing the Jets. The Jets may not win a football game. the Patriots, you don't want to be the team that loses to them. So with that being said, I got to take the Patriots, brother.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the crummy games of the week right here. So if I'm forced to, I'll take Cam and the Patriots over that other team in New York that's even a bigger cesspool. So, yeah, Patriots should win this game going away.
Well, there you go, man. We got through all the games of week 9 of the NFL. That's our analysis. That's who we think's going to win. Most of ours were pretty similar, to be honest with you, bro. Just a couple few that were obviously a little bit different for us. But I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. Obviously, we're going to come back, wrap things up like we always do. Mike will have a parting shot. I'll have a parting shot. We'll send you all off on your merry way. And enjoy the day, obviously, of watching football with your family and friends or whatever. And don't forget, I do come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the NFL Rewind to talk about the day and what has taken place. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
And it is the Chiefs break huddle, and they're all white with red trim, moving to our left. At the 21 of L.A., golden opportunity. Mahomes under center. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, and a drop back is 7. Screen pass to Hunt, 20. Outside the numbers, 15-10. Got a block at the 5. Inside the pylon. Touchdown! Screen pass to Hunt.
This is Dorf on Sports.
J.J. digs in. Griffin. Oh, he got it! And Lillard sandwich! Oh. J.J. threw it right back down his throat!
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike, we made it another 2 hours through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, brother. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to me. And obviously, we got to thank Brett Boone. We got to thank John Poulter for joining us here on the program. And don't forget, you can always catch me coming back late night style, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the NFL Rewind on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I love doing that. I love breaking down the week's action with you people. So please join me late night style here on the network where we're talking NFL football. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
This is a special shout out to this guy. His name is Chris Nikic. He is the first person, Andy, with Down syndrome, special needs adult, to complete an Ironman race, where you run a marathon, you swim a couple miles, and you bike close to 100 miles, and he has Down syndrome. Big, big congratulations to Chris.
Amazing stuff, man. I guess the message to me from that is, you put your mind to it, man, you can accomplish just about anything and everything that you want to. My parting shot is, hey, man, we've gotten a little bit of a change, so let's all embrace this, let's all move forward, and let's be happy about what is the future to come for all of us here in America and the world in general. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.